last year. My husband and I went to Six Flags to have some fun at the water park. We hit the pool first, then we rode a couple of slides. There were a few more to try, but right as we were getting in line for the next one, my husband had to use the restroom. I offered to wait for him, but he told me it may take a while and that I should go on the ride myself. I agreed and made my way in the line up to a water slide called the Bonsai Pipelines. As I stood there waiting, a very large man, and possibly the world record holder for fattest man alive, got in line behind me, pushing up against me with his disgustingly ballooning stomach. I asked him politely to mind my personal space, but talking to him was a mistake.
Hey, do you mind giving me some space?
Sorry, my belly's got a mind of its own. I think he likes you.
I brushed the weirdo off and minded my business. As the line progressed, I realized that Bonsai Pipelines was a two-person ride. Everywhere I looked in line, I saw couples, siblings, and friends all paired up. And at the top, people sitting together in two-person tubes. That's when I noticed the plus-size man behind me smiling like a freak, showing me his rotten teeth from a lifetime of probably eating candy and washing it down with Mountain Dew, and also never being able to hold a toothbrush in his chubby sausage fingers. I was devastated. I knew I would be paired up with that fat creep. I considered leaving the line. That's what I should have done. But when I looked behind me, I saw multiple pairs of people in line behind us. I knew it wasn't going to be the best experience, but I sucked it up and stayed. Of course, this made the massive loser in line with me think I was starting to like him. Every time we moved in line and went up a step, that creep bumped into me. He almost knocked me over a few times. He kept talking about going on other rides together afterwards, and even suggested we go home together. I kept shutting him down, but he was just as oblivious as he was obese. I wasn't worried about it, though. I knew I could easily outpace him at a casual walk if he tried to follow me. Eventually, we got to the front of the line. The employee tried pairing us up on it too, but I requested to ride the ride by myself.
Excuse me, but I would like my own tube. I don't want to be paired with him.
Sorry, ma'am, but the tube will be imbalanced if you ride it without a partner.
Imbalanced? He weighs like 100 times more than me.
Don't worry, baby. I'll show you what's really heavy later.
Ugh, fine. Let's just get this over with.
I sat down first, and when he sat on the other side, I almost got launched into the air. I managed to hold on, but at the last second, had a change of heart. That pig's bulging waist was spilling over onto my side and touching me. I couldn't stand it, but the employees pushed us down anyway.
Wait, no!
The next 30 seconds were the worst time of my life. His horrendous mass completely threw off the physics of how the ride was supposed to work. The tube repeatedly fishtailed, tossing me around so hard that my head was slammed into the wall of the slide again and again. Then, at one of the tight curves, the tube flipped over. Suddenly, I was stuck underneath the fattest man in the world, crushed underneath 1,000 pounds. I could feel my bones breaking and my organs being squeezed together. Water gushed out of his folds and into my mouth, drowning me. I prayed for it to end, thinking I was about to die. Then, at the bottom of the slide, the huge creep landed right on top of me. He shoved me to the bottom of the pool and stood on top of me, shoving my face into the concrete. Finally, he got off me, and I immediately struggled to swim up to the surface. I cried for help as I drowned because of my injuries, and that worthless, narcissistic mountain of a douchebag just walked away.
Help! Help me! I can't swim!
Thankfully, the lifeguard at the splash pool saved me from drowning, but everybody just let that fat piece of crap get away. I was taken to the hospital with severe injuries. I suffered a concussion. I had several broken ribs. My liver was ruptured, and my pelvis was broken. And the cherry on top was my broken nose, ruptured eyeball, and shattered front teeth. I had to be rushed into surgery. Despite filing a police report, nobody found out who the man was. I don't see how it could be that hard. There can't be that many men who weigh 1,000 pounds. Not to mention, my medical bills have financially crippled me for the rest of my life. A year later, my injuries have mostly healed, but I'm partially blind in one eye now, and I've been dealing with severe chronic pain. Due to the fact I can't sue a person I can't identify, I'm suing Six Flags for forcing me to ride with him. And what made things worse was how I wasn't able to have intercourse with my husband because of my injuries. And as a result, he's suing Six Flags for the loss of affection. The case is still ongoing. I don't know what will come out of it. All I know is that the freak of nature is still out there, and he might cause more damage if he decides to show up to another water park again. This story was inspired by a bizarre incident regarding a woman who was suing a water park because she was made to ride a flume with a fat person. Nakia Rizet and her husband are seeking damages from Six Flags over Georgia Hurricane Harbor Water Park, claiming the 250-pound guest caused her serious injuries on a raft ride near Atlanta. The couple believe the added weight of the obese passenger caused the ride to become overloaded and dangerous, and landed Rizet in the operating room. Rizet was taking on the Bonsai Pipelines ride in the water park, which requires two people to ride in an inflatable raft down the flume. The claimant says it swayed violently with the heavy load on board, and slammed her into the interior of the tube, causing what she described as severe injuries. She said she was taken directly to the hospital in an ambulance. Rizet has since decided to ask for compensation, and so has her husband, for a loss of affection as a result of her injuries. The extent of Rizet's injuries are unknown. I was a lifeguard at a water park called Wild Waves for several years, but I was recently fired for a tragic accident. For the most part, the job was boring. I spent the majority of my time there watching over one of the pools where people would land at the end of the slide, one of the ones where they went down on a tube. I had my fair share of time where I had to save people, but it was fairly uncommon because most people who go to a water park know how to swim, or they wear life jackets if they can. There were also two other lifeguards in the area. One day, on a particularly slow afternoon, I was sitting in the tower watching cute girls go by and looking out for drowners, when all of a sudden I saw something I wasn't used to seeing. There was a morbidly obese man slowly making his way up the stairs of the water slide. I could see him struggling with every step. He stopped after every single one to catch his breath for about a minute.
Why isn't there a damn elevator for the slide?
It was quite the show, even though it was a bit sad to see somebody so far gone. On top of that, the more likely it seemed that he would make it to the top, the more concerned I got. If he actually managed to climb all those steps, the attendants were most likely going to tell him to go back down because he was too fat to ride the slide. I could only imagine the entitled rage they would have to deal with in that situation, so I knew they might let him pass just to avoid it. In that case, if he was even able to reach over his planetary waistline and hold onto a tube, he would have to fit inside the slide. I seriously doubted he would be able to, but I knew he would try anyway. If by some miracle he managed to get in and didn't get stuck on the way down, the resulting splash would be like a tsunami. It took the man over an hour to reach the top, which was honestly an achievement in itself. I couldn't hear exactly what they were saying, but I was watching closely, admittedly not paying very much attention to the pool. I spoke with the attendants afterwards and they told me what happened.
Sir, your waistline exceeds the circumference of the slide. I can't let you in.
That's ridiculous. This is the one thing I came here to do. It took me too damn long to climb those stairs for you people to tell me no. You better push me into that slide because it's the only way I'm going down. Unless it's on your mother.
He threatened to sit at the entrance of the slide and block it for everyone. Knowing the two of them would never be able to drag him away on their own, they gave up. The first tube they gave him popped. They had to partially deflate the next donut so the pressure from him sitting on it wouldn't be too much. But I bet to a man like that it was more like sitting on a Cheerio. Watching it all go down, I started to worry if the slide could even support his weight, or if maybe it would collapse. I heard him screaming at the attendants to help him get through. They pushed as hard as they could, but he wasn't moving. Then, one of them had the bright idea to use sunscreen as a lube. They used the entire bottle, but it was finally enough after a handful of irritated guests in line behind helped them push. It was a nail-biting few seconds, hoping he didn't get stuck, but somehow he made it.
I haven't moved this fast since high school gym class!
As I expected, the splash was enormous. Everyone was in shock and awe. Unfortunately, when the initial tidal wave subsided, something had become painfully obvious. The man had sunk like a gigantic stone. I blew my whistle to evacuate the pool. Then I climbed down the tower and jumped in to save him. He was all the way at the bottom of the deep end. My puny little flotation device wasn't nearly enough to lift him up. I tried everything I could to get him to the surface, pulling him up, lifting him up from underneath, but there was no chance I could lift him. I had to come up for breath. I shouted for help from the other lifeguards, but when they came over, they didn't believe me.
Help me! This guy's like 1,000 pounds! I can't lift him up!
But he's underwater! Shouldn't he be lighter?
Are you kidding? Look at him! Just get in here and help me!
After wasting precious seconds arguing, they finally got in. With the help of two other lifeguards, we managed to slowly drag him back up. Tragically, by then, I could already see that the life had drained from his eyes. It took us a few more minutes to finally heave him up and out of the pool, but he wasn't breathing. I tried to perform CPR, but I couldn't do any effective compressions on him through the thick layer of fat on his chest. We couldn't even find the spots to attach the electrodes of the defibrillator among all the flaps and folds of his skin. By the time the paramedics finally arrived, all they could do was confirm that it was too late. It's been months since that day. We all got fired, and the park was temporarily shut down. The owners of the park and all the employees who were present are being sued by the family. I don't disagree that there were several mistakes made that day. However, I don't believe I was part of the problem. He should never have even been allowed in the park, let alone to ride the slide. Maybe if my co-workers hadn't bickered with me instead of helping immediately, we could have saved him. I already feel bad enough that he died on my watch. But now I have to deal with being sued for the pennies left in my bank account after losing my job. I don't need that happening to me. What I need is therapy. The story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding a 33-year-old man who drowned at a water park in Washington State, raising questions about the competence of the lifeguards employed there. The tragedy occurred at Wild Waves, a theme park located a few miles northeast of Tacoma. The water park pool where the drowning occurred was closed to visitors on Sunday. The man was rumored to be near 6 feet tall and was described to have a heavy-set build. He was last seen alive in one of the activity pools. Witnesses say lifeguards on the scene were slow to react when it was apparent that the man was underwater and in danger. The lifeguards were said to have been combative, indecisive, and arguing amongst themselves about what to do next, wasting precious minutes as the man's life hung in the balance. When first responders tried to resuscitate the man, it was too late. The identity of the victim has not been released for publication. In 2016, my life changed forever. I live in Kansas, and my family is fairly well off because my dad works in the state government. On Sunday in August, my brother and I convinced our parents to go to the water park. The only water park in the area was luckily a really nice one. When we got there, our parents let us loose and chill at the pool with a submerged bar all day. We were both old enough to watch out for ourselves and each other, and we both had phones. The only conditions were that we had to stick together and call them when we were ready to go. My brother and I were good swimmers, but we decided to wear life jackets just in case. We stashed our phones and stuff in a locker and started roaming around. Over the course of the day, my brother and I rode almost every ride in the water park. Then we got to the one we were saving for last, the Verrückt. The name means insane in German. It's a 17-story tall water slide that makes you reach 70 miles per hour. Then you go up a big ramp that makes you feel weightless. You ride in a raft with two other people, so my brother and I wanted to ride it together. However, when I stood at the base of the tower and saw firsthand just how tall 170 feet really is, I had a change of heart. Something just gave me a bad feeling. I noticed there were no height or weight restrictions. It just didn't seem safe, so I changed my mind. I'm not going on that thing. It's way too tall. Are you seriously pussing out right now? Whatever, I'll wait for you down here.
You're such a wimp! You know you can piss in the water if you're too scared, right?
I immediately walked away and waited at the bottom as my brother got in line. It was a busy day, so it would be a while before he made it to the top. Every once in a while, my brother would look down at me from the stairs and shout at me. Mostly just some stuff about how I was a wimp, and that I was losing out on the most epic thing ever. I wasn't bothered by what he said. I was freaked out by how much higher he was every time I saw him. I just felt like there had to be a reasonable limit to how high you could go down a nearly straight drop like that on a water slide. And this was clearly past that limit. I watched dozens of rafts go down the slide, and I thought each one was going to kill the people riding it. Minute by minute, my anxiety got worse. I was trying not to be paranoid, but it's like I had this feeling of total certainty that the ride wasn't safe. I don't know how to explain why I knew. I just did. Finally, I snapped. I started screaming at the people in the line to walk back down. I didn't care if they thought I was crazy. I called my brother's name a dozen times not to do it. But by then, I couldn't even see him. He was already at the top. Then I heard him yelling at me.
making fun of me for going nuts. I looked up and saw him getting into a raft at the edge of the drop. I knew there was always a few minutes of delay before the raft actually went down to the slide, so I ran to the nearby lockers to get my phone and call my mom. I told her to come to the slide and to tell my brother not to go through with it and to hurry, but she seemed really drunk. She wasn't taking it seriously. She told me to calm down and that she'd be over in a few minutes. She didn't understand the urgency of the situation. She thought there was more time, but there was only seconds left. All I could do was watch as the gate opened. The raft slid over the edge, and then the unthinkable happened. I started panicking. My brother didn't survive. When my parents arrived minutes later, pushing through the crowd, they were devastated. As the raft tipped over the edge, there's usually a brief moment where it's not fully touching the slide. But at the same time, the leverage of the people in front hanging over nothing for a moment caused the back end to elevate slightly, causing the tragic mishap that involved my brother. It was mentioned that the raft rotated catastrophically and didn't correct. Half a second of free falling later, and my brother's head slammed into the metal safety net as the raft he was strapped into kept falling straight down, which ultimately ripped off his head. Every day I close my eyes, and I see that moment happen in exact detail. It doesn't help that the news story became nationwide news. I couldn't escape it for months, and even now, it resurfaces occasionally. When summer comes around, and I think to myself that I should go swimming to cool off, I'm reminded of the tragedy. My parents won millions of dollars in lawsuits, but no amount of money will ever be justice for my brother. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a Kansas City male named Caleb Schwab, who was decapitated in a 2016 waterslide accident. This led to criminal charges of recklessness and second-degree murder against the owner, designers, and builder of the slide, which was billed at the time as the world's tallest waterslide. However, a state court judge threw out those charges, as the dismissed charges were based upon improper, illegal evidence presented to a grand jury, ruled by the judge. Last year, Caleb's family was awarded nearly $20 million in settlement payments from two companies associated with the opposing parties. Since then, a court gave approval for the slide to be demolished,